Good afternoon. I'd go ahead and call a conference committee to order for the operating appropriation bill, House Bill 205. Time is 2:34 p.m. official time. Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. Members present from the House, Representative Kathy Tilton, Representative Jennifer Johnson, Representative Neil Foster, Vice Chairman, pending election. From the Senate side, Senator Olson, Donald Olson, Senator Natasha von Imhoff, and myself, Senator Stedman, pending chairman, pending election. We're still working the votes. We'll get to that in a minute. Representative Foster.
Yes, I move that Senator Stedman serve as presiding chair of the FY21 Operating Budget Conference Committee on HB 205. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, Senator Stedman will serve as the presiding chair.
Thank you. I move Representative Foster serve as vice chair of the FY21 Operating Budget Conference Committee on House Bill 205. Do we have objection? Seeing none, Representative Foster will serve as vice chairman. As chairman of the conference committee, I would like to review the process we'll follow for these meetings. Both the House and Senate budget process allowed for public testimony. The portion of the process is now concluded. That portion. The conference committee will not be accepting public testimony. Second item, unless invited by the chair, only members of the conference committee may take part in the discussions or sit at the table. Number three, legislative finance has been directed to prepare a motion sheet we will be using at the table. These sheets will summarize the differences between the two versions of the bill that is the business of this conference committee. The sheets have been posted on the Legislative Finance Division website and will be updated after each meeting. And I'd like to pause there for a minute. I would like to have as few meetings as possible due to the virus issue. So we're going to try to conclude this a little quicker than most conference committees, if at all possible. The fourth item, item D, the conference committee will operate under Uniform Rule 42. Adopting any motions or taking any action requires a majority vote from each body. A copy of Uniform Rule 42 and related legal opinions are in each member's packet. And now we'll go over a little bit of the process. At this point, I would like to have a motion to adopt all identical items.
Mr. Chairman, I move that all appropriations and language that are identical in both the House and Senate versions of HB 205 be adopted.
We have a motion. Seeing no objection, these items are adopted. I will now do a request for limited powers. I would entertain a motion to request limited powers for budget items for which differences exist. I have distributed a letter for this purposes dated March 25, 2020, addressed to the Speaker of the House and the Senate President. Under limited powers, the Conference Committee can adopt any amount between zero and the higher of the House or Senate version of each item subject to conference.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the letter requesting limited powers of free conference for budget items that are not identical.
We have a motion, and we have no objection. The letter is adopted. We will take a brief at ease to sign the identical letters for each body. We are at ease. We'll cease or at ease. The committee will be meeting and taking action on the operating budget after limited powers have been received. Meetings will be posted on basis under the 24-hour rule. Is there any other business or other questions before the committee? And just as a note, after we get our proper appointment from the floors, we're going to try to, Representative Foster and myself will get together. We'll try to do some preliminary stuff, and then we'll start this ball rolling a lot faster. So we'll be having a meeting later today because we want to get this wrapped up as soon as we can. And if we boil it down to just, you know, a couple items or three items, it'll make it a little easier and faster. So just going to keep everybody posted, so don't run out. But we're not going to stay late, and I have no intention of being here at 10 o'clock tonight. So I'd like to conclude our work day 6:30 at the latest. So we'll keep people posted. Oh, my God, I hope so. Representative Foster.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recess this meeting of the Conference Committee to the call of the chair.
Okay. Without objection, we are at recess to the call of the chair. Good evening, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Conference Committee for the Operating Appropriation Bill. House Bill number 205, back to order, 6:49 p.m., Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. Members present, Representative Foster, Vice Chairman, Representative Johnson, Representative Tilton, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Olson, and Senator Stedman, Chairman, tonight. The agenda today, we have limited powers of free conference to have been granted by both the House and the Senate. I'd like to invite Pat Pitney, Director of Legislative Finance Division, to join us at the table. Before we begin, I'd like to explain to two committee members, and the public watching at home how objections will be handled. If there is an objection, we'll make note of that item and set it aside. We'll continue to go through the other items in the department, adopt them, and then come back to the item that has had an objection. Today we will be addressing open items in House Bill 205 based on the motion sheets distributed to members and dated March 25th on the departments of Administration, Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Education and Early Development, Environmental Conservation, Fish and Game, Office of the Governor, Labor and Workforce Development, Military and Veteran Affairs, Revenue, Transportation and Public Facilities, Legislature, Debt Service, Fund Capitalization, Fund Transfer, Fiscal Year 2020 Operating Supplementals. Representative Foster.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Administration's budget. Item 1, House. Item 2, Senate. Item 3, Senate.
Hearing no objection, we have a motion. Hearing no objection, the motion passes. This action closes the conference table items in the Department of Administration's budget. Now we're going to move to the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. Representative Foster, can I have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development's budget. Item 1, Senate. Item 2, House. Item 3, Senate. And item 4, Senate.
Hearing no objection, this motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development's budget. We'll now move to the Department of Education and Early Development. Representative Foster.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Education and Early Development's budget. Item 1, Senate.
Object.
We have an objection to item 1. We'll set it aside.
Item 2, Senate. Item 3, Senate. And item 4, Senate.
Here we have an objection on item 1. Let's go. Do we have other objections on items 2, 3, or 4? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and pass them. We'll go back to item 1. And let me turn back here to find it on the page here real quick. Representative Tilton, you want to speak to item, your objection, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item number 1 would add $30 million outside of the Formula Foundation funding. At this time, we also had a reading program that was heading through and is not before us right now, so not to talk about something that is not before us. But this funding is additional funding outside of the formula, and I think that at this point, since the program that is before us coming in, the reading program is not before us. That was something that we needed to have happen, and so I object to adding $30 million outside of the BSA.
Okay, so let's just set that item aside. We'll take it up in a future meeting. We'll go on to the Department of Environmental Conservation.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Environmental Conservation's budget. Item 1, House. Item 2, House. Item 3, Senate. Item 4, House. Item 5, Senate. And item 6, Senate.
Okay, we have the motion to move items 1 through 6. Do we have objection? Seeing none, this motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Environmental Conservation's budget. Representative Foster.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Fish and Game's budget. Item 1, Senate. Item 2, Senate. Item 3, Senate. Item 4, Senate. Item 5, Senate. And item 6, Senate.
We have a motion to move items 1 through 6. Do we have objection? Seeing none, items 1 through 6 pass. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Fish and Game. Representative Foster on the Governor's Office.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Governor's budget. Item 1, House, and item 2, House.
Objection. Hearing no objection, the motion passes. This action closes the comparable items in the Governor's Office budget. And we'll all move on to the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Representative Foster.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Labor and Workforce Development's budget. Item 1, Senate. Item 2, Senate. And item 3, Senate.
We have a motion to move items 1 through 3. Do we have objection? Hearing no objections, this motion passes. This closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Labor and Workforce Development's budget. We'll now move to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Representative Foster.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Military and Veteran Affairs budget. Item 1, House, and item 2, House.
We have a motion to move item 1 and 2. Do we have objection? This motion, hearing none, this motion passes. This closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. We'll move now to the Department of Revenue. Representative Foster.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt following in the Department of Revenue's budget. Item one, House, and item two, House.
We have a motion to move items one and two in the Department of Revenue. Do we have objection? Hearing none, this motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Revenue's budget. We'll now move to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Representative Foster.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following, the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities budget. Item one, Senate, and item two, Senate.
We have a motion to move items one and two. Do we have objection? Hearing no objection, this motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities budget. We'll now move to the legislature. Representative Foster.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the legislature's budget. Item one, House, modified, move wordage to Office of the Governor and change it to, quote, it is the intent of the legislature that the Office of Management and Budget exclude the legislature from billing for budget analyst time, unquote. And then item two is Senate, and item three is Senate.
We have a motion to move items one through three. Do we have objection? Hearing none, this motion passes. This closes the conferenceable items in the legislature's budget. We'll now move to debt service.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in debt service. Item one, Senate. Item two, Senate. And item three, open.
We have a motion to move items one and two and leave open item three. Do we have objection? Hearing none, that motion passes. This action closes the items one and two in debt service, leaving item three open. Now move to fund capitalization.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in fund capitalizations. Item one, Senate.
We have a motion to move item one. Do we have objection? Hearing no objection, item one passes. The motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items and fund capitalization. We'll now go to fund transfer. Representative Foster.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in fund transfers. Item one, Senate.
We have a motion to move item one. Do we have objection? Hearing none, item one passes. This action closes the conferenceable items in the fund transfer. We'll now move to the FY20 operating budget supplementals. Representative Foster.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in fiscal year 2020 operating supplemental items. Item one, open. Item two, Senate modified to an immediate effective date. Item three, Senate. Item four, Senate. Item five, open. Item six, Senate modified to an immediate effective date. Item seven, open. Item eight, Senate. Item nine, Senate, and item 10, Senate.
Okay, we have a motion on items one through 10. Do we have objection? Hearing no objection, this motion passes with the open items, item one, item five, and item seven. This action, yes, we'll have a brief at ease. We're now almost done this evening. We have a couple items left. The future conference committee meetings. The conference committee on the budget are exempt from the 24-hour notice rule and fall under the reasonable notice rule. With that being said, we will attempt to give as much notice as possible given our constraints. We will have a meeting tomorrow and we'll notice the time as soon as agreed upon. And what that means in English is we gotta do a little bit, have some conversation on some of these items. I would like to get done tomorrow, if possible, if at all possible. So we'll have the tougher items starting tomorrow, so we'll have a long day, but probably won't go any later than we are today. So is there any other business that, or questions that committee members have concerning the conference committee that committee members would like to ask? Seeing none. Representative Foster.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
Hearing no objection, we are adjourned.